week's parsha, we start Parsha Shmos, the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Torah says there was a happening that happened, that Moshe Rabbeinu was confronted by a malach who was about to kill him because he didn't give the bris to his son right away. The question of what exactly happened, he was involved in setting up the malon before he did the bris, whatever it was, but we know for halacha that when the eighth day comes, you're supposed to give the bris right away. That's why we do it preferably in the morning. Preferably we do it in the morning. We do the bris milah in the morning before midday. So it's reason makdimim l'mitzvahs. That's why the Shavuos Yaakov has the question, how come on Rosh Hashanah we give the bris milah before the shofar? The rest of the year when we daven, when do we do the bris milah? After davening. So how come in Rosh Hashanah we don't do it after davening, we do it before? So the Shavuos Yaakov explains, because if we wait to after davening in Rosh Hashanah, it'll be already what? After midday. And it's already, it's not proper to postpone. So therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, the minhag is to do it before the blowing of the shofar. The rest of the year we do it what? After davening. That's why the we have a lot of people who are Bechor and firstborn, they don't want to fast on what? On Erev Pesach. So they make a siyum. So there was a practice that the Nodav Yehuda says is very angry about. That people who would have a son that was born like 2-3 weeks before Pesach, they would wait with the bris till what? Till Erev Pesach. So he says that's a terrible thing. Because once the time comes, you have to do it, you do it bizman. It's preferably to do it early in the day. Sometimes you can't do it early in the day, you'll do it later in the day, but not to postpone the mitzvah.